But now I want to mention John Black, because John Black has an album called On Ether and Air. To say it's one of the best singer-songwriter albums I've come across in a long time is an understatement. I'm going to play some tracks and we're going to have a chat then with John. The first song I want to play is called Forest Strong. Now, I don't know if you've heard any of these songs. We've played them and others have played them. You might have missed them. They might have passed you by. The trick is not to let them pass you by, because when somebody brings out new music, it's exciting for all of us to kind of grab it and go, something new, something fresh. And this is something else. John Black, we'll be chatting in a minute or so. This is called Forest Strong. It is. That's Forest Strong from Marty Recommend's album, which we love, On Ether and Air. John Black is responsible for it. He's on the line. John, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm high as a kite listening to you or music. Jeepers, it's wonderful.
Thank you.
I have to say, apart from the fact I told everyone you were from Galway. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But there's no harm being from Galway. There's lots of lovely people in Galway. But I did do that. But it is an absolutely stunning album. The great thing is you guys sent me the vinyl and I was playing it at home. And then with the CD in the car, that's the trick. And there was no escape from you. That really is. Yeah. That was the killer. But it's a beautiful album. Well done, you.
Thank you very much.
Are you surprised at the reaction to it, that it's you're getting such great reaction?
That's a loaded question, setting me up for an arrogant fall. But
no.
No, It's a piece of work, apart from anything to do with anybody else's response, which is something that I'm particularly proud of. It's been a 4-part album and a 4-year exploration for me, these Catharsis albums that I've been producing, and this one is the final part of it.
Yeah.
And it's just something I'm very deeply and immensely proud of, to be honest. So I'm very appreciative of the response that it's been getting.
Well, it's one of those things where in my case, you put on the vinyl and you're doing things, and I stopped doing what I was doing to listen to it. Do you know that sort of what music is supposed to do? It's how it's supposed to affect you, and that's what it did. Then I found myself, and you did the very clever thing, which I'm a great believer in. You gave us the words. You gave us the words, the songs. So I'm sitting back and I'm going, right, whatever I have to do can wait. I'm now enjoying Cormorant or Longstrand or whatever it happens to be. And I'm taking in the story. And that's a great, I have to say, it's a great gift. So well done on that basis. It's the fourth of this exploration. This is what you've been at.
Precisely, yeah. So this one, I suppose, on Ether and Air, back in 2017 started, and I gave myself the goal of writing these 4 albums concerned with the water, the earth, the fire, and this one on Ether and Air being the final part. And it's just to put a little bit of structure on my creative work, which I think is something that a lot of artists probably crave but are often afraid to kind of restrict themselves with. But for me, this one on Ether and Air, written in 2019 and recorded in the second half of 2019.
Yeah.
And written, I suppose, with the backdrop of Trump's America to the west and an ununited kingdom to the east. And just using the language of On Ether and Air kind of in an almost Seamus Heaney-esque kind of a way to describe that situation and to try and instill a bit of unity, I suppose. I suppose Far As Strong, the song you just played a little while ago, the lyric in it says, "The tree is weak when stood alone, the forest strong when wild winds blow." And it's just an opportunity to instill a sense of togetherness in people and just to demonstrate that the joy that brings us, I suppose, in a time when so many of us are being divided.
That's very true, very true. And you use nature a lot in your writing and your sense of where you are. For example, I love Longstrand. I'll take you there to breathe the air the southern seas commanded. You love the sea as well, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, there's
big
a
influence
very,
on you.
Yeah, big time. I mean, there's a very simple, elemental, literally elemental beauty to it all, and it's next to impossible to ignore the contrast it creates within our lives. I mean, even I told you here, I sit on the northeast kind of brink of the city limits of Cork, and I'm looking out my front window to the green fields beyond, and behind me is the smouldering city. You know, the contrast of that alone is something that's staggering and beautiful if we look into it. And I think drawing on that when we're writing lyrics is just such a rich, fertile ground, and I love drawing from it. Perhaps it's some point in my creative future, I may well diverge or digress, but for now, I'm just really enjoying it.
Absolutely. Well, the Longstrand, of course, is like writing about home for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the recording studio that I use down in Clonakilty in West Cork, it's called Wavefield Recording Studios, and that is, it's a stone's throw from Longstrand. If you've a good arm now, mind.
Yes, fair play, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, and even that Longstrand song was written in contrast to another song from the record called Northern Sky, which is a song about living in a border town up in Monaghan, a story that a friend of mine told me.
Yeah, it's a tough song.
Yeah, I mean, that was composed after a late night discussion with this friend of mine, Kieran McGuigan, who lives in a town called Smithborough, telling me a tale of guns or bullets being fired, I beg your pardon, from a hill on one side of his house down to a checkpoint on the other side back in the late 80s, early 90s. And that's contrasting for me with my very particularly sheltered and serene sort of an upbringing on the south coast. So you have the contrast of Northern Sky and Longstrand kind of
that's very true
colliding.
Yeah, and the Northern Strand, or the Northern Sky being about the idea of living in that border town and what goes
exactly.
on, and there's a completely different world
totally.
That people have gone through. Well, listen, I want to play Longstrand because I want to hear it, okay? Not can't do anything better than that, says you. John Black with me, and this is Longstrand from the album On Ether and Air.
I'll take you there to breathe the air the southern seas commanded, and fill your hands with grains of sand. Let time slip through your fingers.
Long Strand. It's a beautiful song. Very heartfelt, I suspect. Very heartfelt. Incidentally, I was looking at your page. Jeepers tonight, you're like a merchandiser's dream.
In what sense?
In that there's bags and t-shirts and all sorts of yokes.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're going to go big, says you. Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I made music my life when I was 18. I'm 34 now, and
yeah.
I'm kind of, I suppose I kind of creatively hit my stride kind of in my late 20s or my 30s, my early 30s, and touring is a big part of it, I suppose.
It sure is. Are you off to Germany very shortly?
Yeah, I'm heading over on the 22nd, starting in Berlin on the 23rd then, yeah. So, I mean, the merch and the selling the records at the shows is a big part of what I do. It's almost like a medicine show, you know?
Yes.
Traveling around and selling my elixirs.
So talk to me how you do it. I mean, do you have, as well as you're hardly bringing a van with you, just yourself driving it, you have the full band, you have the whole thing, haven't you?
No, well, I'm actually touring on my own.
Oh,
now,
are you?
Yeah. But I used to travel with the band over there, and that stopped probably 3 or 4 years ago. But for the first couple of solo tours I did there, I did actually drive over there in a very large Ford Transit van, just with me and two guitars in it,
and a load of tote bags and t-shirts, which are famous.
Precise.
What a great idea!
You're only jealous. You want them, don't you?
I am. I'm livid. I only have mustaches. You've got loads of stuff. So this time, presumably there's somebody going with you. Are you going on your own this time? There's somebody with you.
No, I'm going on my own. Yeah. I am, of course. Yeah, there's a certain level of freedom in it, you know. There's a serenity to it. You don't have to be concerned about how anybody else is feeling, and you're only worried about getting there, doing your work, and coming home. You know, I've a beautiful home life here with my wife Kira, and it's brilliant to be able to go away and do my work, a bit of solitary time.
I know, but in living in these troubled times, I suppose I was just thinking it'd be nice to have somebody with you, because you're going across Germany, aren't you? You're going all. Cologne is in there, and Dresden, I see. So
yeah, I'm all over the place, really. Yeah. But you see, over the years from going there, I have friends in so many different areas there now that it doesn't feel. There's no sense of isolation, really, to be honest.
Okay.
But
yeah.
So because my record label. The record label that I work with is KNF Records, and they're based in Dresden.
Yes, yeah.
Over in the east, and I have friends all over the place there at this point, you know. So I'm just really looking forward to getting back out there and hanging out with that bunch.
When's the last time you played a concert, a live gig? When's the last time you?
Well, I was back. Where was I? I was actually up in Belfast last Friday, but prior to that, for a proper full blown. Concert. It had been the Triskell Arts Centre back in March of 2020, which was the album launch for the album prior to this one.
Yes.
I'm going to be back there. Going to be back there in October, actually.
Oh, good for you! In fact, you've a number of dates in Ireland, haven't you? In October.
Yeah, a few bits coming up now. Going to be in the Workman's Club in Dublin.
Right.
I should have been prepared.
Hang on a second. Hang on. 17th of October. There you go. 17th of October.
You know more than I do.
Yeah, Triskell on the 16th. There you go. And the Spirit Store in Dundalk on the 10th. And you're in Clear's Bar and Theatre in Kilkenny on the 8th. Look at that. And the beer.
Precisely.
As if that's not enough, you're heading on the 5th of November. It's that Guy Fawkes night. Tis to the Beer Tavern in the UK. You're on the road, all right. Will your lady wife travel with you, or is it just you? I know you're talking about time on your own, but...
No, Kira comes out to some of the more luxurious ones, we'll say.
Well, she's right, isn't she?
100%, yeah. There's a little bit of grit involved in much of what I do still at the level that I'm at. But whenever we have a little bit of extra comfort or a bit of luxury, I will always have Kira along.
I think it's very, very important that she experience this, as you say yourself, the posh side of the gig.
The posh side of it.
The interesting thing, again, some people kind of talk about, you know, they're releasing things online or whatever. I love the fact that you've got, and this is maybe because the label understand the audience, but you're out on digital CD, and you've got the vinyl as well, and it's gatefold.
Yeah.
That's not cheap. So they've invested in you. So they obviously believe in you very much.
Yeah, I mean, I have a great relationship with them. So it's actually, I run the label myself here in Ireland.
Yeah,
and
here.
In the UK. But over in Europe, then it's the Germans take care of it for me.
Indeed.
And they do a great job. And I'm just really looking forward to get back over and seeing those guys, to be honest.
And will you get back with a band again for live shows, or will you stick to doing your own thing?
I have a feeling that at some point, yes, I most certainly will. I've done a few with a few friends of mine early in 2020, but unfortunately, the full tour obviously didn't get realised due to the
COVID.
I was playing with a friend of mine, Davey Ryan, who's a drummer, brilliant drummer.
And he plays on the album.
He does indeed, So he's kind of present on anything that I have done that has drums on it. He's been present on it.
Yeah.
He's just a really good friend of mine, and just a brilliant man to just a great musically analytical brain, I suppose.
Oh, right.
He's actually produced Jack O'Rourke's upcoming album, which I think you had Jack on a few months ago.
And the opera thing and stuff and everything. Jack's music is fabulous too.
Yeah, fantastic singer.
Talent. Incidentally, can I just say, just to go back to Forrest Strong, you're quite the banjo player.
Ooh, I don't know could I go that far.
I could hear it plucking away there. It's I've always had a fascination with the thing, but as a bad guitar player, I've always had. I'm talking about me now, not you.
No, it's okay.
I've always had to think about it, and no, it sounded really strong. Like you were giving it welly. I liked it.
Yeah, it's just a really fun instrument, you know. I love playing it. It's definitely not my first instrument. The guitar is what I do, and that finger picking thing. But the banjo is something that recreationally I thoroughly enjoy, and when there's a moment for it to shine on a recording, God, I cherish that.
Yeah, well, it's quite something. Listen, I want to play Cormorant just before I let you go. Will you be, again, the fact that you're off on tour, will that take you right into Christmas and beyond? I mean, is touring a vital part of what you're about now?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, touring is probably 60% of my living, really.
Yeah, so
I'm kicking off next. Well, I suppose I started last Friday, but I'm properly kicking off on the 23rd in Germany, and I'm going straight up through to the day after my 35th birthday, which is the 7th of December, and I think that's going to be finishing up in Holland, right, and flying home for Christmas, and then who knows, I may well start work on whatever might happen next.
Oh, very good. Well, you'd have to have your lady wife with you for the 35th.
Yeah.
Sorry, course. I don't want to arrange your private life, but I think you need to be together for the event. Listen, Cormorant, I want to finish on Cormorant, and I'll tell you why. I love the picture you paint. You've gone fishing? You've been on boats? You've done this?
I mean, I've been on boats. I'm not much of a fisherman.
No, there's a picture of you. It looks like you're about to jump onto a fishing trawler there.
That's a different story. That's the Port of Cork, the docks, yes, inside in town.
Exactly.
I've been on a few of those boats as well, but definitely not working.
No.
There's on occasion on one particular occasion, I wound up on one of those boats with a bunch of Dutch fellas, and they showed me a room full of Grolsch beer and Camel cigarettes. So I decided to stay there for a few hours. I got a couple of songs out of it at the very least.
Well, Cormorant is wonderful. It's just the idea of how hard they work and just what life is like if you're doing this.
Mm. Yeah, a piece of, I suppose, impressionist art, I guess. Just to tell the story, and it's there. People live it.
It works. It works because it paints an incredible picture of what they do and how it works. And I love the line, "Cast off, take me back, Cormorant." It's lovely. Listen, John, it's been a real pleasure, and I'm delighted that it's gone so well for you. And I look forward to saving up to get a couple of T-shirts and maybe an old bag.
Yeah,
with
fair
your face on it. And congratulations on Ether and Air. Someday you'll come in, I hope, and talk to us in the flesh. But this is Cormorant to take us out. John Black on Ether and Air. John, thanks a million. Safe journeys, safe travels.
Thank you, Marty.
Not at all. My pleasure. God bless you.
tired as I saw the lines tied in, pulling hard with weary arms, trying to haul it in. 2 weeks on, the hull was full, and we were homeward bound, heading back to my love, back to my fish in town.
John Black, my guest this morning, and Cormorant. How lovely. Keep the faith. God bless.
You've been listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.